Panic, anxiety, fear, and hysteria, followed by freedom, pride, and amazement. Then a little more panic. Baring your belly in the face of the enemy. Infinitely terrifying and achingly necessary. I know it's happening when I feel the need to strike first before I'm struck. It feels like free-falling. Like the time between hearing a gunshot and waiting to see if you're hit. Letting go of control. And the answer that appeared over and over in all of our efforts to better understand vulnerability? Naked. Vulnerability is like being naked on stage and hoping for applause rather than laughter. It's being naked when everyone else is fully clothed. It feels like the naked dream. You're in the airport and you're stark naked. When discussing vulnerability, it is helpful to look at the definition and etymology of the word vulnerable. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word vulnerability is derived from the Latin word vulnerare, meaning to wound. The definition includes capable of being wounded and open to attack or damage. Merriam-Webster defines weakness as the inability to withstand attack or wounding. Just from a linguistic perspective, it's clear that these are very different concepts, and in fact, one could argue that weakness often stems from a lack of vulnerability. When we don't acknowledge how and where we're tender, we're more at risk of being hurt. Psychology and social psychology have produced very persuasive evidence on the importance of acknowledging vulnerabilities. From the field of health psychology, studies show that perceived vulnerability, meaning the ability to acknowledge our risks and exposure, greatly increases our chances of adhering to some kind of positive health regimen. In order to get patients to comply with prevention routines, they must work on perceived vulnerability. And what makes this really interesting is that the critical issue is not about our actual level of vulnerability, but the level at which we acknowledge our vulnerabilities around a certain illness or threat. From the field of social psychology, influence and persuasion researchers who examine how people are affected by advertising and marketing, conducted a series of studies on vulnerability. They found that the participants who thought they were not susceptible or vulnerable to deceptive advertising were in fact the most vulnerable. The researchers' explanation for this phenomenon says it all. Far from being an effective shield, the illusion of invulnerability undermines the very response that would have supplied genuine protection.